Hi, I'm Jeremy Stahl. I'm Slate's jurisprudence editor. Ordinarily, I edit our courts and legal coverage from the comfort of my home office in Los Angeles, but for the next month and a half, I will be locked in a lower Manhattan courtroom with the rest of the press, a jury of 12 New Yorkers, Justice Juan Merchan, prosecutors, Trump's defense team, and the former president himself as history unfolds. I've temporarily moved myself and my family from Los Angeles to New York to cover this case firsthand, like I have done in other cases, including the Paul Manafort case, the Roger Stone criminal trial, and Donald Trump's first impeachment. I'm hoping that my background knowledge of the many, many criminal travails of our former president can offer something to you, Slate's listener. Over the next several weeks, you'll be hearing from me on Amicus, Slate's legal podcast, and in articles on Slate.com. From the jury selection to the opening arguments to the witness testimony and cross-examination and the prosecution's case and the defense's case and ultimately to a final verdict. We will be providing you wall-to-wall coverage throughout the entirety of the trial as it unfolds from the courtroom. There's no way I'd be able to do it without the support of Slate Plus. So if you're not already a subscriber, please join today by clicking try free at the top of the Amicus show page on Apple Podcasts or visit slate.com/amicusplus to get access wherever you listen. Thank you so, so much.
The following podcast contains explicit language.
You know, she's got this goofy friend named Elizabeth Warren. She goes, "And Donald Trump is a terrible person." She gets nothing done, nothing passed. She's got a big mouth.
That's the best you could come up with?
Calling on Donald Trump for help is like if your house is on fire, calling an arsonist.
Hello and welcome to TrumpCast, the show about the man who thought bringing in Roger Ailes for debate prep would give him just the edge he needed, Donald Trump. I'm Jacob Weisberg. With only 2 weeks to go until the first debate, it's crunch time for Hillary and Donald. Hillary is preparing in the usual way with mock debates and rehearsals. And what's Donald doing? Well, let's take a listen.
Mr. Trump, what are you doing?
Outreach to the Polish-American community. Wonderful people.
You're eating pierogies. Mm.
Exactly. I love minorities. They are delicious.
Mr. Trump, this is our time for debate prep.
I don't need prep. I don't get prepped. I prep people. I'm the prepper. See, I'm ready for the debate. Are you ready? Look inside.
Roger Ailes is here to help.
Hello, Mr. Trump.
Roger, love it. You're smart like a fox.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
That's a pun. It's a wordplay. I made a pun. I did that. I used the best wordplays.
Mr. Trump, We're just going to run through some possible questions, things you might face in the course of a debate.
First, they might ask you about your taxes.
I knew that already.
Okay, you need to be aggressive. Take the fight to them.
Yes.
Like it. I'm a counterpuncher.
Don't back down. If Dana Bash asks you about your assets, you ask her about hers. Ask her to stand up and do a little spin in that little dress of hers to shake what her mama
yes.
gave her.
Yes, good.
No, sir.
It's great. They want to see how I make money. Show me your moneymaker. That, my friends, that's politics.
That's not politics, sir. You can't do that.
Good point. She might wear slacks.
No. Sir, you have to address the issues as they're introduced.
Yes, sir. Like the future of NATO.
Yes.
On this, I think you stay on the offense. You don't retreat for a second.
Yes, love it. Offense.
Europeans want to play tough with you. You get tougher. Angela Merkel is tough, so be tough.
Right. She's German.
What I'm saying is, talk about her boobs. Not in a good way. Neg her. Women love it when you're distant and unavailable.
No.
I like it. And I have to tell you, that really works with women.
She's an older gal, but she'll be happy to have the attention. You trust me on this one.
Sir, we can't.
Call it her Battle of the Bulge. She knows history. She'll get it.
Sir, we can't do that. We have to talk issues, not just be cruel to women.
Why can't we do both?
Sir, You will be being addressed by some of the best journalists in the world. Many of them are women. You need to be sensitive to that dynamic.
Kellyanne, you're right.
Thank you, Roger.
Well, okay. What do I do when they start with the tough questions? Go, Roger.
Mr. Trump, you need to do some outreach. Same way you completely won over the black community, you need to take over women.
Yes, I own the blacks.
I'm uncomfortable with this phrasing, but continue.
Look them in the eye.
Yes.
Reach out.
Yes.
And then you kiss them right on the lips. I'm talking make-out city, a lot of tongue.
No.
Even the flat-chested ones?
All of them. You're all about equality.
No. No, 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 no. I'm out of here. You are pigs, both of you. Goodbye. Goodbye forever.
Darn it. I think she's mad. You know, they all get so emotional. You know, it's probably her time of the month, right?
Yeah. Still, she's milf-tastic. 10 out of 10, I would hit that.
Oh, absolutely. What makes you think I'm not?
That was MILF Hunting with Roger, a sketch written by Andy Cobb at Second City and performed by Mike Pesca, Mary Wilson, and John DiDomenico, our voice of Donald Trump. Jason DeLeon produced today's sketch. Did you like it? If you did, be sure to head to our iTunes page and leave us a rating and review. And if you haven't already heard, Second City is partnering with Slate to present Unelectable You, the Second City's completely unbiased political review. It's a 90-minute, fast-paced combination of sketch, improv, and music that takes a hard-hitting look at our election process. Someone from Slate is in it every night. I did it 2 nights in Chicago. It's a blast. To see if Unelectable You is coming to a city near you, go to unelectableyou.com. I'm Jacob Weisberg. This was a Trumpcast bonus sketch. Thanks for listening.